I've really been meeting with a friend who's like-minded and is looking for success in his life. And those two things right there have been phenomenal in keeping me motivated to just keep going. These past months during this phone call have been some of the most challenging of my life, and I've never prayed more in my life, but I just keep moving forward.
Can you talk about what specifically has been the challenge? What has been, what exactly were the challenges, and are you able to overcome them? Do you need my help further? Like, what do you need next with that? You know, so I just want to know the word challenges. Can you give me examples, details of things you're having to battle? Is it more mental blocks, spiritual blocks, emotional blocks, mindset blocks? What is it specifically that's holding you? That you're battling with?
I think it's a combination of a bunch of those. And in going through this program and listening to you talk, I've realized that these blocks, emotionally, mental blocks, have layers to them. And in doing my best to just keep moving forward, especially not being able to see where all this is going, I think daring to dream. And actually feeling worthy, feeling like I do have something to offer other people, and then learning that I do have something to offer people. Okay, how can I implement it?
Is it feelings of inadequacy? Is it feelings that you're not good enough? If you were to give me words, I want to know what exactly is it that's holding you back, or what has been the greatest, because that pain, the greatest pain, in that pain lies your greatest success. Here's an example. When I was growing up, my father, because we had a business, valued money more than human life. And some of the things I was saying to Ram is because we love our dad. He's 70-something. You know, right now he has thousands of dollars cash. He has everything, but he can't do or get anything in life because he valued his, and I'm not saying this is in comparison to Ram at all, but what I'm saying is my experience with my father helps me to understand certain mindsets in that time frame, because my dad, 70, 80 years old, it's a different mind that I have to work with, and it's a, I love my dad. I usually have to talk to him 3, 4, 5 hours, and then usually I get through to him, and, you know, I'm like, Dad, are we in agreement? And the way I get him to agree with me is, like, I'll like, you know, talk, and get him to agree with a bunch of stuff, and then I'll throw in a really tough concept, and then he'll keep talking over, he'll agree with me. 5 minutes later, he's going to reverse the conversation. He goes back to something he agreed to that I threw in there, and he'll be like, I didn't agree to that. I'm like, okay, Dad, fine, but you get me, right? And so I have a good relationship with him, but it's a tougher mind to work with, because it grew up during a harder time, and it sees life differently. So on your side, I want to know, what is it, a sensitivity? Is it an emotional? Is it, because I don't think it's spiritual for you. I think it's coming from the emotional body, that there is probably, so in my example, for many years, I called it the M word. I was so sensitive to it. Guess what? I'm teaching today is wealth and money. I've conquered it. My greatest fear, my greatest sensitivity, my greatest pain was what I had to offer the world. But until I understood my father, and until I understood what I had to teach, and until I came to terms with my greatest pain, because my mom, we were pretty, okay, decent off, you know, for a third world country. And when I asked my father why, you know, these things happened with my mom, he would tell me certain things. So I created a belief system, which was completely false, which was nothing that my dad taught me. My mind made up stories. And as a child, as a very young child, and as a teenager, these things were hidden in my head that I had no access to. And it wasn't until I was graduating, when I was in college, that I decided to embark on this path of learning Tony Robbins, Awaken the Giant Within, you know, you name it, Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, you know, all these teachers I started to learn from, and I'm like, holy crap, self-help, you know, I wanted self-improvement. And so I went in there, and that's when I'm able to help you guys, because I have a personal database that I pull from all of my experiences to serve you. Sometimes it takes the pain away from you, too, when I talk a little bit about me. But I want to know where is it that it hurts? Why? What were those challenges? And I know it's hard for you, but I need to know what it is, because if you release it tonight, it's never going to be there ever again. We have to. We can purge it on the great night of Shiva. We can purge it forever, right?
Right. And Darren, in your examples, I mean, I think you just said it perfectly. It's those belief systems and things that aren't real and thoughts about money that just are plain false that I just keep uncovering as this journey keeps unfolding. And there's so much of it that I can't see that it just presents itself in the most odd times.
So what is maybe a belief system about money that led you to believe? Because guess what? That belief is going to show up when you're about to do one of your packages and you're about to close a sale and a customer is about to hand you a check. That belief system is going to come in and say, I don't deserve it. And guess what? You're not going to get that check.
Exactly.
I need to know.
And
I
think
need to know.
It's got something to do with people being willing to pay me what I'm worth, because all the jobs that I've had, I feel like I've been underpaid, undervalued, and it's hard for me to see people valuing my services enough, first of all, to seek them out, and then to also pay me $100 an hour or $75 an hour for my time. And the other thing, Indira, that I feel like is really important is, and you touched on it a little bit with Ram, was marketing and business. And when you started to talk about overhead, and I mean, it almost sounded like a different language. Because
here's what I don't realize. First of all, I was going to do our final class called Revenue Realization Equal to Self-Realization, Money Equals the Soul. And that was the original class. And then I go pray to God, and I talk to the angels, I work with all of your higher selves, I find out what you need, and what I'm really going to teach, and it's not what I planned, right? So here's what I didn't realize. What I didn't realize is the stuff in my mind, my experience, my knowledge, and what I have to offer, I didn't know, like you, that anybody else out there needed it. I thought that everybody has my intelligence, my knowledge, and my ability to manifest money and help people. I thought everybody on earth was wired with more gifts than I was, and that I was just a nobody, and that whatever I had to give wasn't good enough. I swear to God, I kid you not, I did not believe in myself. I called one of my coaches, and this was not very long ago, even though I was still making over 100 an hour, or, you know, at least 100, and I was doing really well. Like, my consultations would be about 250 per session, the initial session and everything after that. There are people that will pay me that. I called her up, and I was in tears, just like you are right now. And I said to her, I don't know how to charge, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $3,000. I was begging for help. I was literally tired, because I knew when I go online, I Google search accountant, you know, 20 years experience, business, you know, consultant, my spiritual knowledge, psychic, some of them make $1,500 an hour. CPAs, accountants with my level of experience, minimum they make is $250 an hour. And then I have a ton of people that, you know, balk at paying me a little bit. Well, here's the solution. Here's my coach walked me through a program, and then in our one-on-one, I would like to record a one-on-one to help you to unblock that, how she helped me. I'll help you to develop your package, and I'll help you to walk through the confidence, you know, the confidence to be able to do that. I can probably, I don't know if I can handle all three of you guys next week with a one-on-one recorded with that level of work, but I'm willing to give all of you one more session recorded, and that's why I wanted to know what you needed, because I'm going to provide it for you like at no additional cost or anything. But here is the real solution comes with, to remember the exercise we did in the one-on-one. Number one, who are you, your true self? Do you remember that?
I do.
Number two, your vision. What do you see for yourself and what you want? You remember that, right?
I do.
Number three, your mission, meaning what, for me, the mission is helping children, and for you, I believe it's the same. We connect on that heart level. For Ram, it's the same. For Summer, it's the same. All of us want to help the children of this earth, but me being psychic, being able to see far in the future, tons of charities do it, tons of people do it, and the problem persists. It's never going to make a dent. It's always going to continue to have more predators than saviors. So I'm working on something tremendous for us, including RAM, that will help these children make a dent. I think human trafficking and those things should end forever on Earth, so I'm passionate about it. You're there. That's our mission, right, in the end. But we first have to what? Be successful ourselves. We have to lead by what? Example. So the next thing I talked about was your niche, your avatar, and your customer, and your target customer. Remember when I talked to you guys how I'm doing this call? If you remember one thing, who needs you? Who needs you? And what is your customer's greatest pain? What is their greatest problem? What is their greatest suffering? In your case, it will be losing weight. It will be getting fit. It will be getting back into shape after maybe a baby. Hint, hint. It'll be, you know, how to develop toning, how to get stronger. These are the gifts that there are people out there, not you yet, because you haven't done it, that are charging. I have colleagues that charge for a two-day retreat, just 2 days, Quincy, $5,000. And they just teach people nutrition and how to eat with yoga. Do you understand that you're sitting on, your talent is sitting on a gold mine, because 40% of this country needs you? Not wants you. They're praying and begging God for your help. But because you don't see your value that you have to offer them, and you haven't packaged it like my other colleagues, you can't go out there and ask for $5,000 for 2 days. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
I do, I do. I guess one other thing that I need is also certification, because I don't have all this, you know.
Here's what I have to say to you. I have seen your work. I've seen your email today. You sent me a lot of postures. Can you do those postures?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Can you physically do those things and help somebody to do them?
Yeah, for sure.
Can you get past your fear and record a video? Remember, that was one of the things I asked for 3 months ago. Do you think you can do that for me?
Yeah, do you want a video of
can
me?
Can you? Okay. I'm going to be really strong with you, because if you want it, I'll get you there, but can you walk your talk? Can you, what you're telling me you can do, can you do it? Can you do it on film? Will you do it? Are you willing to do that?
Sure.
With your fears coming up, are you willing to take those action steps?
I am.
Well, guess what? If you can pick the right customer in the right market. You know what a sale is? A good sale is when you fulfill a need. Like, I feel tonight at the end of this call, and I'll find out in a couple of weeks, because I usually don't think during a call. I just download energy. It comes through me. It's not from me. It's coming from a higher place for your highest and best good. At the end of the call, I go back and I reprocess. I think, okay, what can I do better? I'll get a chance to do that. Or maybe our next call, by then I'll have a chance to process. That's how I get you guys what you want. I literally go and I work on it in a mental mind level, because everything comes from the mind first. A good sale is a customer who needs you, wants you, and they have the money. That's why we have to pick customers that have more than enough money, or they fit your demographics. If you go on Google and you type in demographics where you live of Tucson, Arizona, in the city, find out how many people live there, how much money they make, what they're doing. Just do the research. How much disposable income means how much extra money they have to spend. And if these people are overweight, some of them will spend on plastic surgery, on liposuction and everything else, $20,000, $30,000. I've seen things, $500,000. I don't know where they get the money. They spend it to go cut themselves up. What if you can tell these people, hey, I'm not asking you for $5,000, $50,000, half a million. What if you were to tell these people, I'm here to, you know, I'm here for whatever, let's say $3,000, you know, $1,000 a month. I'm here to train you, you know, 4 times or 2 times a week, and here are my videos, and this is what you have to do. And you can actually, if I'm asking you, can you deliver what you say you're going to do? Can you help these people lose the weight? Can you help them physically tone? Now, you're not responsible for their actions. If they're lazy, okay, I don't know where that comes from, but I have a client who calls people fat asses, but he's like, okay, if they're lazy fat asses, then, as one of my clients would put it, then they're lazy fat asses. You, and they don't want to take any action based on what you're teaching them. You don't want to price your value so low that you attract those types of people, because they're already failures. They're going to fail. That's why you qualify them. If someone's going to spend $10,000 with you, I promise you, they're going to run their lazy fat ass off, because they don't want to blow $10,000 for nothing. If you value yourself and you can help them and you can deliver what you're saying, your customer, and you can show the results for more than one customer consistently, and you're not scared of your customers measuring you and saying, hey, yeah, I got into Quincy's program and I gained 5,000 pounds, you know, like, I'm exaggerating, okay? But my point is, if they did that, you know, it'd be like, okay, Quincy, we have to fix your program. People are getting fatter with your program. We don't want that. They're already obese. They're trying to lose weight. We have to get them. So we have to be honest, right? We have to look at the results. Does the program work? So we are going to have to test your program. We're going to have to create a program. We're going to have to test it. We're going to have to implement it. But the thing about people paying you, it's all in your head. And it's only if you, a bad sale is going to somebody who doesn't have the money or have the ability to manifest the money. Doesn't mean that you only work with rich people, because I don't. I work with people with mind power that have the ability to manifest. If they have it in their soul and their karma, they will do it. Like, Ram should be making a $50 million project, creating $100 million to save this planet. I don't know what he's doing. That's why I'm a little tough on him tonight. He has the mind power to create a $1 billion empire, but he's just, you know, he's just hanging out trying to make a few million, whatever. That's what we all do. He's playing at $6 million or $10 million when he should be playing at, you know, a $1 billion level. I kid you not. That's why I get really, really honest. You're playing at a $9 level when you should be playing at a $9,000 level or a $90,000 level. It's not fair. You know it. No, you said it.
No, it's not.
Right?
I guess that's the other thing. I've just been finding it so hard to go to my job and just to see how undervalued so many other people are, including myself, for what they do. But, yeah, I do.
When you become a coach, you will set those people free. I will not be able to set the world free, but today's Mahashivratri. We've gone long because you guys are going to become, all of you, certified, phenomenal coaches, phenomenal teachers. I'm telling you, Quincy, you don't need another certification. Give it up. I gave up my CPA exam. Why? My CPA exam wouldn't help you guys. My guy would throw another title at me and have me go work for some corporate, you know, person that needs a CPA title at the end of a tax return, at the end of something. I may eventually need it. I'm not saying I never will. But guess what? I hired and I partnered with two or three of the world's best CPAs. They have a CPA signature. I don't have to go through that. You guys were more important to me. I gave up a few thousand dollars on that program. Why? I didn't need the CPA certification to teach this course. I needed to just be honest. I needed to teach you guys what I know. I needed to teach you action steps. So here's my point. For you, Quincy, you don't have to worry about your value, someone paying you $100, and we'll talk about that, how to break that pattern, what you need to do, how to build, you know, how to build value into things. There's a lot to cover there. Or what I'll do is I may develop another program in the future that will address some of these concerns, because if you have it, someone else will. Maybe I'll be able to help them. I already helped this one woman. Within 4 hours, she broke the pattern. I developed all her packages for her. She's fine, literally, in this four-hour session on a one-on-one. We can do things like that. But
I just know that, I mean, thank you. I mean, I got it. It's just,
right,
it's just
customer.
Moving forward.
That's what I'm trying to
say.
Let me just finish that thought. It's important. The sale, when we sell and we close the sale, or we don't qualify people and we're hanging around the wrong people and they're taking too much and they don't want to pay, and I don't know, I'm sorry, Ram, I didn't mean to go into this with Quincy, but God always arranges the phone calls. I don't, information's flowing through me. I'm just a deliverer. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, please. I have a baby in here. the energy is coming through me. This shift has to happen on this planet. There's a lot of people who have cash and wealth. They live in fear that they're not going to have enough, and they don't spend it. You don't want to work with those people. You don't work with them because they're not going to value you. They're going to penny pinch, and they're going to pay you